When a person tries to explain their view of the so-called universe, and in their mind they describe what only they have been taught with pictures, textbooks, teachings of professors, movies, and what is publicly accepted as the design of everything that is. So when they look up at stars, they see galaxies. When they look at the sun, they think of this massively huge ball 93 million miles away. But that doesn't mean that any of that exists. When they look at the moon, they think a human being walked on it because they saw a movie to that effect. So it's funny to even say, but yet true, that when I talk about the structure, right, I say the throne is directly above our heads, that we live underneath the firmament, which the Bible describes, and that was fashioned by God with his hands on day two. It separates the waters above from the waters below. What is framing my thoughts and my words? It's the Bible. It's not the modern zeitgeist or the modern explanations. So when a human being tries to describe something he can't prove ever, he can never prove that the earth spins. He can never prove that we live as third rock from the sun, because he's never going to be God. He's never going to be up there to look down and see what he sees. And the astronauts, we never got a picture of the earth from a real so-called spacecraft. All you see is water and land. That means they're near Earth orbit, whatever that means. Right? Just means you're going in a circle above, just like the sun, above the surface of the earth. Like the clouds, they move above the surface of the earth. Right? The stars turn above the surface of the earth. It's a surface. And so when I describe the earth as a surface with different types of landscaping, whether it's a rigid, hard rock structure like you see in the Rocky Mountains, or you see a sandy sea shore along the East Coast with all kinds of ocean water coming in against the sea, or you have the rolling hills of Kentucky and Virginia and North Carolina. It's what you see. You can say, I see that. It's right there. I see a rolling hill. You see the shape of it. You see a rigid high peak. You see a seashore. And then when you go, like in my case, to the top of a mountain and there's an outlook deck, you have a map literally laying out all the peaks that you can see in the distance on a clear day. And one of them is 105 miles away, Mount Mitchell, which is 6,600 feet in the air. So when you do the math and you do the calculation, it proves that the earth does not bend. And you can see it from by a mountain with a pair of binoculars on a clear day. So your binoculars are going straight out. They're not bending to see the peak. They're just going out, just like your eyes just go straight out. And then when you get to the part where you can see 360 degrees, little pinnacle, you literally can just turn your body around 360 degrees in a circle, and your eyes see everything at the same level. Just like if you were in the middle of the ocean and there was no land in sight. You can just turn your body around in a circle, and what are you going to see? Water at the same height everywhere you look. So that's what you can see. As soon as you start to describe what the earth is as a globe spinning as and rotating around the sun, you're saying what somebody else has taught you, but you can't see it to say it. Why are you saying something you can't prove or even know? Because your eyes have not seen it. So these are all people that do not believe in God and his word. These are people that are scientists, right? These are astronomers. These are so-called astronauts, people who work at NASA. They're describing something they can't prove with their own eyeballs. And think about the gospel. It's all predicated on one truth. My eyes have seen and touched the Lord, after he was put in a grave. So God isn't afraid to use real experiences of people to tell an account, to be a witness. The whole gospel that we preach is predicated on actual, live, real witnesses. But we don't have one real human being walking on this earth that can say they've been up above everything to see where the sun is, where Mars is, where Mercury is, where Saturn is, where Jupiter. They can't describe something that they've seen with their own physical eyes, yet you believe it. Why? You only believe it because that's what's accepted. But it's not the word of God. There's nowhere in the Bible that says that the earth, okay, now I'm going to spin it. Or says that it rotates around the sun. The sun moves. Psalm 19, it comes out of its bridegroom chamber, right? If you read Psalm 104, it describes where did the waters go from the flood? They went somewhere. How can you have a worldwide flood where the highest peak is covered if it's on a spinning ball? You can't. Yet we accept it at face value without any analysis. Without any pause and reflections, like that doesn't make any sense. And the reason I believe the Bible over all this stuff that, and I'm 98% of the world believes that we live in a spinning, spiraling ball. Maybe it's more than that now, but I'm in the 2% or 1%. And I believe what I see, what my eyes see when I go to the top of Pine Mountain and look out. I believe what the Bible says. As the living, breathing word of God. I believe what most people in human history have believed, whether they were Babylonians or Egyptians or Assyrians or people from the Far East or people from Aztecs from South America, what they all understood, the earth was fixed and that there was some form of throne above them. And their gods interacted with them. On a fixed earth. They did not think of themselves as spinning on a ball until the Greeks came along with all their intellectual philosophical ideas. And they allowed the Greeks to twist the minds of men, which then Rome took over, and then the Roman Catholic Church took over. And right now, the largest telescope monitor entity is the Vatican. They got the most powerful telescopes. And what are they looking at? The firmament at night. But they make you think you're living on some endless space situation where you're on a ship. And when they put you on a ship, you're at sea. And when they put you at sea, you can't own the earth with Jesus. This is all about the dirt. This is all about who owns the dirt. It has to be fixed. It has to be inside of a container with a top and a lid. And it has to be pressurized. And it has to be a living place, which is the earth. And God owns it all. Every square molecule of air, all the water, all the dirt, all the rock, all the things underneath the earth, the structure above and below the firmament. He owns every light in the sky. He owns the outer edges of beyond the ice wall. And he is telling us what it is. Ends of the earth. Jesus said, take this gospel to the ends of the earth. There's no end to a ball. Is there? Is there an end to a ball? No. A ball just rolls and rolls. And you go up, it's a ball. And you go down, it's a ball. You go to the east, it's a ball. If you go, but when you have a structure that has an end, like a geodome, it's an end. You get to the outer edge and you're at the end. That's where you live.